Well, it's time to get on the air once again with Amber Boyens, nutritionist, dietitian, and talk about, nutrition in general and your health and all kinds of good stuff.
That's
and,
right.
Today we're going to talk about something I'm sure people will be interested in because you hear a lot about it, organic and non-organic, and you know, what's the difference and how do you tell and what's best for you, and take it away, Amber.
Absolutely. Well, this is a question that I get a lot in clinic, and just in conversation, is there really a benefit to buying things organically? And organic is something that, especially 10, 15 years ago, kind of got mocked a lot in a lot of jokes that it's silly and a waste of money and all of that kind of stuff. But now we've got a little bit of research. So we'll talk about what the research really says. And I know we've got a lot of organic farmers out here. We have a lot of non-organic farmers out here. Everybody putting in a lot of hard work to grow. So today we just want to talk about just the facts. What's the difference between them and does it matter? So I thought it would be important to talk a little bit before we dive into is it better about knowing what the labels mean.
Right. Just what does it mean when sent to say something is organic?
Yeah, exactly. Right. So I think it's important for us to recognize that, that something that says organic doesn't mean that it's completely 100% certified, toxin-free. And toxin's such a catastrophic word, but anything that our body takes in that's not human, that's not us, part of who we are, and that isn't food, our body sees as a toxin. So not a hot button word there, but just anything that's not us and can't feed us. So what it does mean is that if it is labeled organic, now organic farmers out here can give you so much more detail, but we're going to talk about broad overview. The farm that it was grown in has to have been farmed organically for at least 3 years. So the 3-year minimum restriction there. There has to be appropriate buffer zones to protect the crops. So from any certain other fields that are non-organic or anything like that, there has to be certain crop rotation for the environment. And they have a lot of pesticide and fertilizer restrictions. So they're using different types of things on their crops. So it's not going to be the pesticides and the fertilizers that we typically think of when it comes to conventional farming. So if it says 100% organic on the label of something that you purchase, that means that everything in it has to be organically grown or raised. If it just says organic, that means 95% of what's in it has to be organically grown or raised. And if it says made with organic, at least 70% of up to 3 specified ingredients has to be organic. So if it says made with organic oats, nothing in there needs to be organic except
the oats.
The oats, exactly. So just if it contains less than 70%, so maybe it's made with organic oats, but only 50% organic oats, they can still put that on the ingredient list. They just can't put it as an advertisement on the product.
Okay.
So there are some labeling requirements that go into that and a lot of applications that have to go into it, testing that has to go into it, all of that kind of stuff. So the label does mean something that is monitored by the FDA.
So just because it says organic of something on there doesn't mean it's 100% organic. Check your label.
Check your labels. Yep, absolutely.
Right.
So it was previously thought that between organic and non-organic things, that nutritionally, they were no different. Now, we've had some research, like when I went through undergraduate program back in the early 2000s, we were told that there is no difference nutritionally between organic and non-organic produce. And now we've had some research that maybe shows that's not quite true. So when it comes to macronutrients are things like protein, fat, and carbohydrate. Those are our 3 big macronutrients. Organic to non-organic, those don't tend to be a whole lot different. Now, the one exception to that, we've talked about this in a different talk, but grass-fed beef or pasture-raised chicken, both of those are often organic, not always, but often, have higher omega-3. So they have more of the good healthy fat, less of the potentially pro-inflammatory fat, and tend to have more antioxidants, so things that reduce inflammation. Now, there was a huge meta-analysis or a study that looks at the data from a whole bunch of different studies. And this one in particular looked at 343 peer-reviewed studies. So that's quite a few.
That's a lot.
Yeah, a lot of work went into this. And they were looking at studies that were comparing organic versus non-organic or conventionally raised food. And what they found is that in the organic foods, a lot of our phytonutrients tend to be much higher. So do you remember what phytonutrients are?
I remember we talked about it, but I couldn't tell
you. We did. So, that's okay. That's color. All right. So anytime we think about those benefits that we get from color, which those benefits are things like reducing inflammation in our body, protecting ourselves from damage when we have those toxins that come in, or even stress damages our cells. So phytonutrients are things that protect our cells from damage. So different things like phenolic acids, flavones, flavanols, anthocyanins. There won't be a quiz on that, but that might be some of the terms that you hear. Those tend to be anywhere from, like, the phenolic acids, I think, were about 16% higher. But by the time we got to anthocyanins, which are something that we get from our richly colored blue, purple, and black foods, those anthocyanins were over 50% higher in our organic foods than our non-organic. And getting enough of these antioxidants, these phytonutrients, has been linked to reduced likelihood of a lot of different chronic diseases, especially things like heart disease, certain types of cancer, neurological disorders. So a lot of benefit to getting more of those phytonutrients. The pesticide residues were also four times higher on conventionally raised crops versus organic. And pesticide residue, when we look at each individual pesticide and its levels, the research appears to show that those individual levels are not harmful. But when we think about kind of the combinations of things that we're taking in, the repeated intake of certain pesticides, that can increase some of our risk of certain health conditions, even difficulty with weight loss, sometimes affecting different systems like our endocrine system. So reducing our pesticide intake is important. We can also do that through washing produce, and there's various, we could do a whole 10-minute talk on washing produce.
That sounds like
too,
a program for another day.
Absolutely, but that is important. But the heavy metal cadmium was also higher in our non-organic produce.
Wasn't that a band?
Cadmium?
Heavy metal cadmium?
Heavy metal cadmium, yes.
Yeah. No, maybe that was...
That's they a, were not higher.
That was a different subject.
Well, maybe they were, but it's a very different topic there.
All right, sorry.
And some of our micronutrients. Micronutrients are like vitamins and minerals. Those were also different in our organic versus conventional, typically higher in our organic. So it does appear that nutritionally, when we talk about those phytonutrients, which we tend to not get enough of, it does appear they may be higher in our organic produce. Now, there's an organization called the Environmental Working Group, and every year they go through and they pick out and test lots of produce, and they pull out what are called the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15. So the Dirty Dozen are our 12 crops with the highest levels of pesticide and our 15 cleanest ones. So that's something that you can look at if you want to. You can go online to ewg.org. But the Dirty Dozen is things like strawberries, spinach, some of our other greens like kale and collard greens, mustard greens, apples. A lot of people eat apples. Those are one of our Dirty Dozen. Cherries, grapes, peaches, pears, bell peppers, celery. But in that Clean 15, a lot of times it's things that have a peel, like avocados and pineapple, onions, papaya. We don't need a lot of papaya out here.
Not around here, no.
But even asparagus, broccoli, cauliflower, mushrooms, those fit into our Clean 15 as well. So I always tell people, I would rather you eat enough vegetables and fruits, but mostly vegetables, than not eat them because you can't access or can't afford them organically. So getting enough is always going to be the most important. But if you have access to organically raised and grown food, there might be some nutritional benefit, especially if we're looking at the Dirty Dozen, those 12 that have the highest level of pesticides. And those change every year. So that list gets updated every year by the Environmental Working Group.
How about, people go to the farmer's market and they think they're naturally, or they're getting something organic there, but that's not necessarily the case, is it?
Great question. So absolutely. When you go to the farmer's market, great to support local growers, right? Kyle and I used to go to the farmer's market in the cities all the time. We need to get back into that routine now that we've moved out here. But they're often not organic. So it's just important to know what you're purchasing. When you go to farmer's markets or places like that, it's not necessarily organic. Not to say don't go there.
Right.
Just know you're not paying for something organic.
Right. All right. Well, if anybody has any questions on this or other topics dealing with nutrition or your health, you work for the Synapse Center for Health and Healing.
You got it.
And how can they find you?
Absolutely. So you can go online to Official Synapse. That's S-Y-N-A-P-S-E, officialsynapse.com, and click the little link for a free discovery call. Or you can reach us at the clinic at 651-209-9906.
And you're available locally right out here in Madison, Minnesota.
I sure am.
All right, very good. Well, Amber, thank you for the talk on Taco Tuesday today. We look forward to chatting again next week.
Thanks so much.